to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we're looking at No Mow May, an initiative to help wildlife in residential areas by not mowing your lawn and leaving it to nature. All you need to do is leave it be, excuse the pun, whilst the flowers are blooming. And the hopes is that it will help the third of the bee population in Ireland that are at risk of going extinct. Pat Foley of Geishall's Tidy Towns says that even though a neat lawn looks great, they're pretty sparse where wildlife is concerned.
They're sort of green deserts, and it doesn't have to be that way. And over the winter months, it might be an idea just to have a look at different ways of managing the lawn that would save you time, would save you effort, and would certainly save you money on fuel. And that might be looking at something like a short-cut meadow where you might cut it every 6 weeks rather than every week or every 10 days. You'd cut it at the end of April. That means that dandelions, which are so important, and snowdrops get a chance to be there and to be food for our early emerging butterflies. So they get the opportunity to shine. Then you do your cut, you lift it, remove it, and then you leave it until the end of May, and you have a no-mow May. And by then, lots of other flowers like clover and bird's foot trefoil will grow up in the low grass and provide food for still more pollinating bees. Then you cut at the end of May, leave it until mid-July, cut again, same in August, and then finally in October, do your last cut of the year and remove it. And also you can cut, you know, if you're concerned about it looking untidy, people like to mow a couple of rows around your lawn or perhaps a few little paths through it. Children love using those paths through. So those would be a few things that people might think about doing.
Ricky Whelan is the Biodiversity Officer of Offaly County Council, and he says that local authorities must lead the way.
From our point of view, the engineers will be out there and they'll be promoting No Mow May. They'll be asking our grounds keepers and the guys on the ground and our contractors to not mow certain parts of our holding, be it roundabouts, be it road verges, be it our parks. And people will see that around the county over time. And that happens across the entire country, really, in all the local authorities. So there's that. I mean, we have to lead by example. We all have to make changes. I'm saying, I know exactly, I'm from Mount Mellick. I spent my childhood on the bog and well into my sort of adult life as well. Those cultural changes, those habits that we've all formed over lifetimes and generations are hard to sort of change. But we have to give it a chance, I suppose. And the way I think it is, like wildlife and birds and all those, they're a very, very good environmental indicator of the health of our environment. And if you're not seeing birds and you're not seeing bees around the town or your village or, you know, the part of the countryside you live in, it's a very, very good indicator that the environment you're living in is no longer healthy and it's not in good stead. Like, who are we actually mowing our lawns for our verges for? Why are we spraying all this stuff on our tarmac? Is it for our neighbours or for ourselves? Like, who doesn't like seeing bumblebees or birds or whatever it is, you know? You know, I suppose it's about just taking a step back, giving it a chance. I know you don't want the sort of lawn to go to the ceiling either. No one does, because then come June, you're trying to catch up and it's 2 foot tall, and who can push a lawnmower through that? So maybe it's just leaving a 6 inches or a foot at the edge, leaving a little wild patch in the corner and starting from there probably. It's just about giving those, like I said, like there's no silver bullet, just small changes. If everyone made them, it would be a big impact combined.
Lily and I are at the garden centre in Tullamore. They've got whole displays of seeds of plants that bees really like. We just saw a sign saying a third of Ireland's bee population are at the risk of going extinct, and they're really doing their part.
It was something I was actually planning to do at home, was maybe not the entire lawn, but to cut sections in it and to leave as wild. I want to sow wildflowers and stuff on a bank that I have at home. And so... It's a great idea, sure. It's everything, sure. You know, I mean, we don't have foodstuffs if we don't have the bees. So, and to think like that they're getting extinct because of what we're doing, it's not good. So we do need to do it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't think it's promoted well enough so that people can understand like that it's so important to our environment to do it.
This is Linda, a member of staff and all things garden enthusiast.
Fantastic idea for the bees, because there's so many dandelions that will pop up in the lawn, and I think they're really pretty. They're a lovely, really pretty flower, and the bees just love them. and just leave them for the month of May. You're saving on your petrol and your mower, and you're saving time as well, cutting, like, you know. Last year was the first year I did it, and I have to say I was delighted. I spent more time working on my flower beds than I did mowing grass, you know, that sort of way. And then when I did cut it, I had a good crop of grass, and I used that for mulching over my beds then. It makes a hard difference. My garden last year was just buzzing with bees. Mm. Absolutely buzzing, yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, amazing, so it is. And you see little daisies, little, you know, the chain daisies. When we were kids, we used to make the daisy chains with them. They were all popping up as well. And I hadn't seen them in years.
Hopefully there'll be some lovely wild flower meadows on people's lawns soon.
Yeah, yeah. An awful lot of people, when the visitors come in, they, I don't know why they do this. Like, when the visitors go, oh, I have mowed lawn.
For more information on No Mow May, check out ourstoprotect.ie, or you can find a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.